What about chemotherapy? How does that affect the risk of relapse?
For the most part, the risk of relapse by chemotherapy is a bit more modest than with hormonal therapy or Herceptin. And I think it largely is more like a 30% reduction.
Now, there are many different kinds of chemotherapy that are utilized in this situation. What are some of the common treatments, and how does an oncologist decide which one to recommend?
In terms of chemotherapy, one of the earliest regimens that we used was a combination of three drugs, CMF. And that's short for Cytoxan, Methotrexate, and 5-fluorouracil. And CMF was really the first generation of chemotherapy that we used starting in about the 1970s. Also, a first-generation regimen substituted methotrexate and 5-fluorouracil with adriamycin. And so another regimen, AC, or adriamycin and Cytoxan, was generally given for 4 doses or 3 months, and the CMF regimen is commonly given for 6 months. Most oncologists, at least academic oncologists that I'm aware of, many of them do not use much CMF or AC anymore. That was substituted in the 1980s, early 1990s, by giving 6 doses of an adriamycin-based regimen. And in Europe, the drug epirubicin replaced adriamycin. So now we've got 2 regimens, FAC and FEC, where the FAC is with adriamycin and the E is with epirubicin. And both of those regimens were given with 2 other drugs, Cytoxan and 5-fluorouracil. Now, currently, the mainstay of treatment for women with node-positive breast cancer, where the tumor has spread to the lymph nodes, largely involves third-generation regimens, which usually include adriamycin and epirubicin, and also involve the taxanes. And in the adjuvant setting, those are Taxol and Taxotere. Currently, another new drug would like to be used in the adjuvant setting, and that's Abraxane, which is another new way of giving Taxol. But currently, we don't have approval by the Food and Drug Administration for the adjuvant use of Abraxane.
So what are some of the common regimens or treatment approaches utilizing these taxanes?
Well, there are 4 regimens that I think are the most important ones for the time being. The first that is used by most oncologists would be the use of AC, which is adriamycin and Cytoxan, followed by Taxol, but given on an every 2-week schedule, the dose-dense approach. And in order to do that, one has got to give Neulasta on the day after chemotherapy administration. The reason for the use of Neulasta is to enable the regimen to be given at 2 weeks rather than the usual 3-week interval that we use for most other regimens in the adjuvant situation. Chemotherapy is given intermittently on a 2-week or 3-week basis because the chemotherapy commonly drops the white blood count that can lead to infection, and that suppression usually occurs at day 10 to 14 and may last up until day 17. And so consequently, without a drug like Neulasta, you have to administer the chemotherapy at 3-week intervals.
But by using the Neulasta, the growth factor, you're able to shorten the time up to 2 weeks.
Correct.
And what does that do? What's the advantage of giving it every 2 weeks?
Well, my good friend Larry Norton has a hypothesis that he has good mathematical modeling for that indicates that more frequent administration of drugs might lead to a greater cell kill of these tumor cells, and that could then lead to an improvement in survival and outcomes.
How do you find people tolerating the dose-dense AC paclitaxel regimen?
Well, some women tolerate it quite well, and I know that Larry Norton from Memorial Sloan Kettering really wanted to have it renamed as the toxicity-reducing regimen. I don't know that I necessarily think that the toxicity is dramatically reduced. I have a number of women who have a tough time with this because the extra week that you get in the every 3-week regimens allow a bit of recovery, because during that 3rd week, most women are feeling normal. And if they're coming in at two-week intervals, sometimes the fatigue that is a very common problem with chemotherapy, even in the absence of anemia. I mean, if it's associated with anemia, we can treat that. We have two very good drugs that can treat it with either Procrit or Aranesp. But fatigue, even in the absence of anemia, is very common. And so the fatigue, I think, is what gets a lot of these women who are on the dose-dense regimen.
What's the most common regimen that you utilize yourself in your practice if the patient's not going to be in a research study for if they have positive lymph nodes?
I actually review the four major regimens with them. And sometimes I've taken to using combinations of those regimens. Theoretically, one should use the ones where we have level one evidence. Level one evidence is where there have been large-scale controlled randomized trials against a proven comparator that was a previous standard. And so the four regimens that have this type of evidence are the dose-dense AC followed by Taxol regimen. Another one is giving all three drugs together by giving Taxotere, Adriamycin, and Cytoxan for six doses, the so-called TAC regimen. Two other regimens come from Europe. And here, Adriamycin, which we've used in TAC in the United States and AC followed by Taxol, has been replaced by Epirubicin. And in the French study, they gave FEC for three doses, followed by Taxotere for three doses. And in the Spanish study, they gave FEC for four doses, followed by Taxol for eight doses.